Hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along to part 4 of Chest Pains. The story so far, yours truly has endured a mild but tender pain in right breast. Poor nothing of it over the weekend, Saturday morning. It's got slightly more acute in the pain threshold. And on Monday, we've been rushed to, we decided we better call an ambulance, take us to A&E. And take us to A&E, it's a GSU, General Surgical Unit of the Bristol Royal Infirmary, BRI. So we've been discharged, being let out from the GSU of the BRI, and taxi takes us home. And we thought nothing more about the problem. Okay, they said, give an eye on it. If it gets worse in the next 2 weeks, contact your GP. Okay, that was Dr. Stafford at the General Surgical Unit of the BRI. Okay, so we go home, got me a taxi home, and I was fit. And I felt a bit funny actually in that taxi, and not having to pay for it. There you go. Anyway, go to bed, not thinking of it, eating and watching TV, and honestly, like normal on a Monday afternoon, evening, even. And do you know what? We go to bed and it was a Tuesday morning. By Christ, is the pain threshold stretched to the bloody limit. It's like breathing in is painful. Breathing at all is painful. I just get this real stabbing pain in the right side of your chest, and it's almost like whatever that's causing the muscle pain, whatever, is saying, how dare you go to hospital? How dare you expose me to all these bloody ECGs and God knows what else, you know? And I'm gonna bloody well punish you for that. And it felt like a cavalry beating against my chest and me screaming out in pain, and being painful, screaming out in pain and thinking, God, this is ridiculous. And I remember dragging myself out of bed about 5 to 4 on Tuesday morning and thinking, I've got to take something for this. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I'm getting short of breath, it's hurting to breathe, it's hurting to cry out in pain, and it's hurting to live, basically. I'm thinking, for granted, I need to do something about this. So I sort of somehow got out of bed. How the hell I did it, I don't know. But we managed to stumble into the kitchen, grab some painkillers, threw them in our throat. I think, okay, the stagger agonizingly back into bed and lie down. I thought, let's listen to the music on the radio. Take your mind off it, let the painkillers kick in the Oxford. It made not an actual difference. By Christ, it'd take a 55, 60 minutes, if that, if not longer, for the pain to subside. And then there was a calm after the storm. I was like, oh my Christ almighty. Oh my God. How the hell did that happen? I wonder, I'm the worst enemy. So I'm thinking I've got to go out to BSR to go and do a 2-hour radio show. I'm thinking, I'm on my own. I'm going to run my Jack Jones shit up there. You know, what happens if it happens again? Midway through the programme, while someone there, I'm fighting for breath and all the rest of it. So I think, I've got to cancel. So anyway, I've managed to cancel, managed to get through to a fellow volunteer. So listen, can you just mention this on to, he was supposed to be letting me in. Not to bother. Because I'm not going to be there. And I phoned the GP surgery. Okay. And I said, listen, can you just get the duty GP, okay, duty doctor, to give me a call back, please? And I gave her the receptionist a praising of what's happened. I'm fair play to them, okay, Dr. Horrod, right, I think it was. She phones me back, okay. And I run it through the symptoms, diagnosis, and, well, diagnosis obviously, but, you know, given the full SP and being able to speak of what's happened. So, can you come in? So, yeah. And she says, well, obviously, yeah, the mother said, you might have to wait, but can you get here for like 10 o'clock or 5 to 10 o'clock to come in? So, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I can get there. So I go down and I talk through the situation. So this is ironic, you know, that less than 24 hours, yeah, we're back in the same condition, only 5 times worse. You know, and it takes blood. So right, so what I'll do, get that sent to the lab, and we'll get the result back this evening, okay? It might be so late, probably more likely to be early evening, okay? But I'll phone you back with the results, okay? So that's brilliant, no problem, good. Thank you very much. So okay, no more of it. And later that evening, True General Doth Hornrod phones you back at 6:10, I think it was. Okay. I said, hello, we got the results back from the lab of your blood. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. And I said, well, one of the tests came back borderline positive, okay, for a possible blood clot. All right, okay, doesn't sound good. I said, could you come in? Because I need to give you this, like, blood-filling treatment. And so I'm coming now. So, well, listen, I've got to see a few other people. Can you come here for, like, 10 to 7? Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. So, yeah, 10 to 7, I'll go down there. And, of course, they've locked the bloody surgery, haven't they? I think normal surgery is about half 6 or something like that. So, I have to press the button. Can you let me in? And yeah. Oh, you're here for the chap, aren't you? Yes. Yes, I'm here for the chap. And Doctor rushes through, goes to the pharmacy next door, okay. Says, stay there. I'm saying, I'm not really honest. And she says, okay, I'll be back. And she comes back with it and says, come on, mate, into the operating room. And I say, okay. I said, right. And I said, can you just give me a layman's term what this means? Yeah. And I said, yeah, it's positive, borderline positive, for a possible blood clot. So what we need to do is give you a injection to thin out the blood. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So, well, it's going to be put into your tummy. Okay, quote unquote. And I said, that's no problem. And I lay down this couch, and she jabbed me on the left hand side of the belly. I felt like saying, have you got one of those, have you got such a jab that can like fill out the flap? You know, yeah, I wouldn't mind one of those. I'd have one of those injections, I tell you. But I didn't. And anyways, so there might be a bit of a bruise. That's okay, no problem. And actually, there isn't that much of a bruise. Actually, I'm fumbling around said left hand side of the belly. I'm trying to remember where she jabbed me. But anyway, so I go back. She takes me up, puts me a bit of gauze and microphone over the swelling. And I said, she said, when she phoned me up with the test results, well, I phoned through to GSU. It'll be alright, okay? Oh, the infamous GSU again. And told them about the whole thing and told them about the fact this borderline possibility of a blood clot. They'll want you in the morning. So that's fine. Well, no problem, but I've got an appointment with the BRI anyway, because I've got to go to the dermatology at 11 o'clock. And I don't really want to miss that. Do you know how long it's going to take? Well, I don't know. So, well, so if you can get there between 8 and 10, but if you get more closer to 10, there's going to be more staff available to deal with you, more doctors, I suppose. So I get there for, 9:30, I think it was, just after. And by the time I got up to clinic 4 and worked out where to get there, and all sorts, and we thought, I was wheeled along here and I'm walking bloody over here. But anyway, we get there, and Dr. Saff is not there, but I see another female doctor, okay, whose name escapes me. And I apologise for that. But anyway, first of all, I see this student nurse. You know, student nurse, because he's got the Yui uniform. Okay. I'd like to transfer out, because I overheard her talking to another patient, so I'm in my first year, I've got another 3 years, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she takes me in and starts filling out the questionnaire, name, address, next of kin, date of birth, bloody, bloody, blah, your contact details. And then Ahmed comes along to give me another ECG. He puts all these. Before that, they tried to take blood up the left arm. And somebody take whatever you like. Whatever kind of thing, because having eczema is thick skin. It's all hunt the thing. Okay, right, well. And they said, we tried there, didn't work. So anyway, Ahmed comes in the meantime, he gives you another ECG, he's put all these sticky pads in your chest, and your wrists, and your legs. Because you can take them off. Get them off in the early hours. Well, when I got home that night, and there was but I said they sort of got stuck to the skin. It like, and it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, if you get like a replacement or a new debit or credit card, you got that little sort of stuff that sticks the card to the paperwork. Okay, well, it's kind of that gooey kind of stuff. Anyway, and I had to take it off later on myself, because you left it on. Bloody typical. Honestly, Jim had done the same 2 days before, actually. But at least that came on more easily. Anyway, that's not my story. So anyway, I'm having this ECG and it comes back. All systems going. And this doctor's name I've forgotten. She's wearing a blue sweater. God, I'm trying to give him into crystal detail. I see one female. Light blue thin sweater and the greeny blue dress. Okay. And anyway, she said, by the way, listen, I've got this. Are you going? I'm talking myself there. I said, I've got this appointment up in level 6 for dermatology at 11 o'clock. So you going? Yeah, of course I'm bloody going. Yes, I am. And I said, okay, I didn't swear, admittedly, but I said, yes, I am going, yeah. Obviously, it's pre-arranged. And plus that, I want to ask a couple of questions up there. Maybe why the hell have I got X in the ears? And all the rest of it. Anyway, we went along. So Ahmed gives us the ECG, right? And I said, but as soon as you finish it, go. And come. I'll say, I'll come straight back, don't I? Yeah, well. So anyway, I go out to dermatology on level 6 of the BRI, okay? Bear in mind, the appointment's 11, I'll just get there. Just 11:01. Actually, I think it's about 11:30 seconds, if you want to be pedantic about it. And I think, well, this is one of the excuses. Yeah, sorry, it's an ECG. Boom. Take it in. And they say, oh, we're running sort of 30 minutes to an hour behind schedule. So it might be a bit of a wait. And I see we're running out again. Time on these recordings. So I'm going to keep going until we get cut off, almost. So that's fine, no problem. Okay, damn it, I've been here since 9:30, yeah, a little bit longer, ain't going to kill us, you know. And ironically enough, and I am going to say thanks a million for listening.